The Dvorak Hall of Prague's Rudolfinum will open its doors tonight for the first concert of this year's International Music Festival Prague Autumn. Taking place under the patronage of Czech President Václav Klaus and the Ministry of Culture, the prestigious annual festival will consist this year of a series of 22 concerts and features an international lineup of performers. Joshua Singer has more.
Wednesday's concert opens the festival with a distinctively Czech character, with the second half dedicated to the music of Josef Suk, the son-in-law of Antonín Dvořák. In particular, this season, there is also an emphasis on the appearance of radio symphony orchestras. Pavel Špiroch is the festival's founder and producer.
Of course, I have some special projects which I built for myself because I love this music. So I'm looking forward for the reaction of the audience. There are some projects which I'm looking really forward, which are not really usual. Mariachi Vargas, which is most typical Mexican music together with Prague's Radio Symphony Orchestra. And of course, film music also a less known choral music from Russian operas. There are some projects also the evening dedicated to Prokofiev.
Since its establishment 16 years ago, Prague Autumn has grown in prestige and significance. Václav Klaus this season is praising the festival as one of the highlights of the musical calendar and of Prague's cultural life. According to Klaus, it is thanks to the festival that Prague is becoming one of the main centres of social life in Europe. So, how exactly did this tradition of an autumnal celebration of orchestral music begin? Pavel Špiroch again.
I have had some experience as a journalist in music, so I set myself after these social changes here, why not to establish a permanent festival in Prague in comparatively the same beautiful period as May in September, because September gives you a lot of different colors in Prague, talking about leaves and talking about the very beautiful period where some give gold to trees. So we started like this because there were some other festivals starting in this period, 1991, especially in chamber music. So we said to ourselves, why not to establish a festival of orchestral music?
Czech Radio is broadcasting 6 concerts live and recording a further 7. With the aid of the European Broadcasting Union, they will then be transmitted worldwide.